Getting Through Tough Times, Part 2, Overcoming Isolation and Loneliness by Peter Amsterdam.
I think it's safe to say that most of us have experienced a sense of isolation to varying degrees in recent years. Many have commented that they have had too much alone time, and if you happen to live alone, this feeling would probably be more prevalent. Maria and I are blessed to share companionship and conversations together, and we cherish each other's support, including our prayer times. While I am not alone most of the time, I have talked with and heard from many people who are alone and or who feel very lonely. People who are not accustomed to being alone have had a hard time coping, and the result can be sadness, tears, and even depression. You might also feel the lack of physical touch and hugs and bonding with people. The sense of loneliness can be cumulative to the point that you are tempted to stop getting dressed in the morning, thinking, "What's the point?" Eventually, your emotional health can start to suffer. Feeling alone can create a sense of hopelessness and despair. God created us from the very beginning of the Bible story to live in community with others. Our interactions with others, in particular with other believers, provides accountability, encouragement, appreciation, and brings joy and inspiration to our lives. It can shape and form the contours of our daily routines and add meaning to our everyday tasks. But when that community structure falls away or is inaccessible, there can be a domino effect. As good habits and self-discipline fall to the wayside, you may not connect it to being alone. Then it's easy to beat yourself up because you can't keep it together. You think, "I'm just lazy." In reality, as certain circumstances you depended on falter, these losses can affect your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. Isolation can also result in trying to fill the void with other things, such as television, food, alcohol, gaming, internet surfing, or social media. When you're sad, alone, or bored, it's natural to try to find comfort in distraction, to keep your mind focused on something else. It is human nature to want to forget the anxiety and to choose the momentary enjoyment of the dopamine high. But we all know that's not the solution. As Christians, we are blessed with the certainty that no matter what challenges and difficult situations we face in life, we have been given the gift of grace and the promise of hope. First, Peter tells us that the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Even during those times when it seems we can't hold on one more minute, we have his promise that in his faithfulness, God will provide a way out so that we can endure. The author of Hebrews further encourages us to hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. It is at times like these that we most need to run to our rock for refuge from the storms. Loneliness can be a silent killer. People often don't tell you when they're lonely. They may be embarrassed by their situation or feel that no one seems to care about them. They may have taken on a defeatist attitude that there's nothing that can be done about the loneliness they are experiencing. I've come to realize how important it is to check in on people, to touch base with them and see how they're doing. When someone asks you, "How are you doing?" if things are not going well, it's important to be honest enough to say, "I'm not okay," and to ask for prayer and support. It takes a lot of humility to be vulnerable, to let others know your needs. but that's a good starting point when you're suffering under the dark cloud of isolation and loneliness. Letting others know how you are feeling opens the door for them to offer comfort and help. When I go out on business, I try to keep in mind that familiar adage, everyone fights their own secret war. We don't know what people are experiencing in their private lives, and it can be easier to not pay attention to others, to assume they're fine, or to jump to negative conclusions, or even to judge them. Instead, we would do well to look at each person with compassion. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. A friend of mine told me about a time when she misjudged a woman who worked in a grocery store. This woman was notoriously grumpy, answered customers gruffly, and was generally unpleasant to be around. It was common knowledge that she was disliked by her co-workers and customers alike. My friend eventually adopted a very uncomplimentary nickname for this woman, until one day she had a more in-depth conversation with her and learned about her serious health issues. This woman lives alone and was so afraid during the COVID lockdown restrictions that she voluntarily did not leave her house for 5 months. Imagine her fear, loneliness, and sense of hopelessness. How very sad. Learning how this woman had suffered such extreme fear shed a new light on her situation, and my friend walked away from the conversation feeling convicted for not being more compassionate and giving this woman the benefit of the doubt. She was reminded that there is often a lot more to a person's situation than meets the eye, so it is wise to not make snap judgments or form opinions based on outward circumstances. This was a good reminder to me of our calling as ambassadors for Christ, to always strive to reflect the Lord's love and mercy and make a difference in someone's life, even if you are only in contact with that person in passing. The Lord can help our interactions with others, no matter how brief, to be a witness of His love and compassion. We can speak words of faith and hope, even in a one-time meeting. These simple acts of kindness can help alleviate someone's loneliness and help them feel that someone cares. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. It is not much of a stretch to think that that difficult woman would be fighting her own secret war as a result of feeling fearful, isolated, and lonely. But we should also remember that we don't know what even a seemingly cheerful, positive person might be going through. For example, another friend of mine told me about a cleaning lady in the building where she works, who is always attentive, pleasant, and friendly. One day, she casually asked this woman, "How is your family?" The woman recounted a very sad story, sharing that her cousin had recently died and her father was extremely ill. My friend stopped and talked with her for a while, and as they parted, she told the woman she would pray for her. She later followed up to see how the woman was doing. I believe this small demonstration of concern helped that woman to feel seen and heard, and not to feel so alone. We ought not to be weary of doing little things for the love of God, who regards not the greatness of the work, but the love with which it is performed. Brother Lawrence. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. Psalm 116:5. We might be surprised at what an impact even small interactions can have in not only alleviating someone else's loneliness, but also giving us a sense of fulfillment and purpose. Making contact with another person even someone you don't know, can enrich your life and can help both the ones we minister to as well as ourselves to feel connected and less isolated. And there's another important piece of the puzzle that can serve as an anchor for our faith when we are enduring a season of solitude in our lives. We are never alone. No matter what our circumstances, we are not alone. Jesus is with us constantly, every second of every day. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. We can avail ourselves of a time of solitude to become more intimate with the Lord and aware of His constant companionship as we practice the presence of Christ, a term attributed to Brother Lawrence, a 17th century monk in France. Brother Lawrence worked in the kitchen in a monastery where he spent his days cooking and cleaning. As he went about his work, he determined he would maintain an ongoing conversation with God. He believed God's presence could be enjoyed any time and all the time. Lawrence encourages the people of God to sustain, livingly, intentionally, and without ceasing, an attentiveness to God's close presence. The believer understands that in this presence, and ultimately nowhere else, is fullness of joy. At God's right hand are the deepest and most enduring pleasures of all. Glenn G. Scorgie. He has said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Hebrews 13:5. If you have found yourself in a season of solitude, may the Lord's constant companionship bring you comfort, hope, and fill up the empty places. As we cultivate a deeper awareness of the presence of Christ, we will find comfort, companionship, and a sense of belonging that will never fail us, no matter what challenges might come into our lives. Praise the Lord. God bless and keep you close to Him.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.